let's start with Shannon. How did you see things with her over the last 2 days of practice?
As expected, I mean, she comes in and fits right in. She has a wealth of experience, and she's such a great player. All the players, respect her. And she's come in, and looks like she's going to fit in right from the start. So we're excited to have her for this weekend's game, and there's a good possibility that she'll be starting, which I'm sure this is where you're headed with that. So, I mean, we just put her in there, and she was already organizing and understands exactly what we want her to do. We worked on some team shape yesterday, and she was excellent. And you know what? It's a good weekend to have her when we need someone to mark up Abby Wambach on set plays. So the timing is almost perfect.
Before we move on to Washington, can you talk about your decisions with Kaylee and Ashley and kind of how that fit in with the box?
It was just a very difficult decision. Those players have been playing their hearts out since the very beginning. And unfortunately, I mean, Ashley is a midfielder for us, and we're pretty deep there. We have about now 7 central midfielders. And it became a numbers game and also a salary cap issue, so we had to release 1 player. And then we had to make a roster spot for Shannon Box, which then that meant that we had to release a player from the 18. And it happened to be that it's going to be Kelly Fountain. But what's exciting for us is that she's chosen to stay with us as a developmental player. So we still have her on our roster, so which is exciting.
Let's move on to Washington, get to more on-the-field type of stuff. Talk about some of the things you're planning on doing, your approach. Are you going to stick with the 4-3-3, or what are your plans with that?
Well, we're most likely going to stay with our 4-3-3. We've just been working on our team shape defensively because I play a 4-2-2 with a boxed midfield. And it's just really understanding the way we're going to defend throughout the field, when we're going to pressure, and how we're going to pressure. And we've spent time on that, and I think we're going to be ready for this game. I mean, it's good to be back home. I think we've played some good games here at home, and we've got the fans behind us. And I think that'll give us enough motivation and inspire us to a good performance on the weekend.
Washington is obviously loaded with offensive talent. You mentioned Abby Wambach. She's not the only one, though. I mean, they lead the league in goals.
They do. They do.
What players, aside from Wambach, will you be trying to shut down?
You've got to keep an eye out on Welsh. You've got to keep out an eye on Long, Pastor. I mean, they can hurt you in different ways. They're very good on set pieces. They've got, I mean, like I said, Long, Welsh, and Wambach are all incredible in the air. And they play well together. It's going to be a challenge for us, but I'd say in the attacking half, those are some of the players that we're going to keep an eye out on.
Their defense has been coming together, the Freedom's defense. They're unbeaten in the last month. What are some of the things offensively? Are you going to stick with the same plan, or are there things you're going to try out on their defense?
No, there's a few things that we're probably going to change up a little bit. I don't want to get too much into it right now, but it's going to be a different look to what we're going to throw at them this weekend. So we're going to actually try to attack them even more than we have in some other games. So we'll see how that goes, though.
Last year, you played some slugfest with them, 4-3-3-2-3-1. So that adds up to 10 goals in 3 games you allowed. We're not going to expect that type of offense between these two. Both better teams this year.
Right, we're better teams, but we're both leading the league in goals, too. So you've got, they're first, we're in second. And I wouldn't be surprised if both teams just decide to go at each other. I think our field makes it a little bit more difficult because it's a small field. And I think it's also, it makes it tough on teams to get into a rhythm. So you may not have the most open game, which usually creates more goals. But I can guarantee you that both teams are going to have quite a few looks in their goal. Hopefully we'll have more than they will, and then we'll put our chances away.
I know I ask it every week, but the energy of the importance of this game, is that going to heighten with first place on the line?
Definitely. Not only that, I mean, you could tell this week's practice, I can tell you, was much better than last week as far as the intensity, the energy, the excitement going into the game. The players are already talking about it, how excited they are to play Washington here at home. And, first place is on the line, so you don't need much more motivation than that.